This is a fascinating story. Sports teams, musical history from the roots on up. It's a one-page history. Have you heard about this? A history book using a kind of a family tree format. Bruce Burton is a local designer. I just learned he was also, and still are, you're a swim coach?
Yes.
He has put together these, you know, I kind of want to say calendar. I want to kind of say framed artwork. It's a
lithograph would be the term we would like to, people to use, because there's you know, it's assigned pieces, and it's a little different. A little different than being what we call a poster.
And what this does, it sort of encapsulates, well, if you're talking about a team, the Cubs, Sox, Blackhawks, and Bears, and just now coming out with Bulls, it's the whole history of that team. If it's a musical genre, if it's the 60s, 70s, or 80s, it's the whole history
decade.
Of that decade in the names and of the performers and the bands that played. You've got St. Louis, the Cardinals. You got the Packers from Green Bay. Any college teams?
Michigan football, Illinois football, Northwestern football, and Notre Dame football.
And American rock, British rock, blues, country, heavy metal. So it's fascinating. Tell me the backstory here. Here's this guy coaching at New Trier, and suddenly, where did this idea come
well,
from?
Well, you know, way back when I started these back in about 1979, I sat down and I felt, and the first tree I ever did was British rock and roll music.
Well, where did the idea for the tree come from?
Well, you know, you look at things and you go through pages and so forth, and you want to make connections and you want to see why these people are, you know, and how they stand up against other people and groups and music and sports teams. And I felt that if I could lay out a
put it into a history, format in on one page, one image. Was
right.
anybody else doing that before?
No.
Have seen you go to New York and they're kind of in the novelty shops. They've got sort of a map of the city all compressed into one thing and you see the big towers and the points of interest. But you're here and it's mainly the words.
Right, and the logos, and the bands have, and then the sports tree, it's the different fonts that will tell you and communicate to you that this is the position they played when they were playing, and how long they played, how important they were to their program.
So it has, it's what I find fascinating, it has these narrative elements built into it. And Margaret, we're going to take a picture of a couple of these and post it on our Facebook page so people can see what a Burton history, it's already there? It's there right now. Bill Mahler Show at Facebook.com, and you can see what we're talking about.
But, you know, I'm a Chicago-based guy. I've lived in Evanston for most of my life. And you know, even though I started with the music genre, it was the fascination with the 85 Bears when they went on the way to win the Super Bowl. I said, well, I could translate these things into history trees for family trees for the Bears, and then it was the Cubs.
And then what happened? Were you selling these? Were these novelty creations?
Oh yeah, you know, I became an artist. I was a physical education teacher at the time, but I could never just sit. And
you're
with idle time.
Were you a doodle guy?
Oh, a doodle guy.
You're on the phone. I'm imagining you drawing.
All the times. I mean, if you see all the doodles, I'll take a subject and I'll draw the tree and then I'll start doodling in the little things and how their championships or their little logos or their little this and that and start to put together and see if something is a feasible product
to do. Now you're kind of building this into a business. You've got other people, including next to you, Drew Wasserman. Drew, what's your affiliation with him, Bert?
Well, I come on and I basically
keep up on the mic there.
Sorry. Hi. I come on and I basically, me and Bruce will sit down and we'll sort of take the ideas and we'll sort of try to flush them out. So everything starts at the research phase where we kind of have a database of different players or different musicians that we want to add. And then we sit there and we sort of collaborate and we sort of watch it take shape.
Yeah, and you're the creative guy, so you do all the actual drawing.
Right, but when the world became computer-oriented, it destroyed the real graphic art of pasting and putting on boards and shooting photographs and so forth. And the computer destroyed all that. And so I had to find somebody who understood what I was trying to express, and really we have a real nice feel for.
Why aren't these being sold at the Chicago novelty stores, the Chicago History Museum? You could be selling these at through the Cubs organization. I mean,
right. Well, you have to keep up with them, and some of them. Now that we have this computer, now we can bring these things to life much quicker.
So you can update, because every year it's a new roster.
Right.
You got to.
That's right. That's why I love those rock and roll. Decade tree. Yeah. They're done.
Yeah. And put them to bed and they stay put.
Again. But again, everything changes. And when I started the rock and roll trees, you had to have record contracts for these guys to expose their music. Yeah. And now everybody with two arms and two legs has got a CD out. So
how are you distributing them? Through your website mainly?
Our website and through different organizations that are affiliated with the different programs and teams.
BurtonHistoryTrees.com. Yeah, B-U-R-T-O-N, BurtonHistoryTrees.com.
We really want to make the website as sort of fan-friendly as possible, so we make it possible for you to actually take pictures of your own Burton History Trees, and you can upload that to the site, and then we sort of have galleries of different people.
Yeah, I bet these are on home, in dens, in countless homes all across Chicago.
Dental offices, you name it.
And people, sports fans and music fans, they identify with their interests. And we have one on jazz. I have one on Hollywood. So a lot of things can almost make a tree out of anything. Now, the Bulls tree that we've just almost completed this last week, it only has 318 guys on it. But we have a full tree out of it. Yeah. Where we have the Bears, there might be about 1,500 on it.
Some baseball teams will have 2,400 different players.
And you got to have everybody. It's not like
we have baseball trees with each year.
You got to add more.
And the print
gets smaller. And as we get older, we can't see the images anymore.
That's the big problem with a lot of these things. And again, it will get to a point where we may not have everybody. We might not have that one guy that had the one game or the one 10-second experience on the tree. But we're going to have the history of the tree, where you're going to understand how good one of the sports teams actually is, or how important the bands were to a decade or a century.
All right. Well, if you're a fan or know a fan of any of these genres or teams, you've got to go look at his website here. It's BurtonHistoryTrees.com. Drew and Bruce Burton, congratulations.
Well,
fascinating
thank you very
concept.
Thank you so much.